A nice sturdy design, really, really well built, like hard plastic that is not going to be broken into in any way. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. If you do want to get yourself into the course, make sure to use the code DANSTUBE to save 10% over there. And in today's video, I've got the perfect gifts for DJI drone and camera owners. So hopefully this video will give you some ideas on the types of gifts that you could buy for your partner, for your parents, for your child, whoever it is that you're purchasing some DJI accessories or products for. And these are all going to vary, of course, in price. So I've kind of tried to go with a nice selection. There's some different ones in here for different devices. Obviously, I couldn't cover every single device. I'm going to start off with the DJI mic system, which is actually what I'm using right now to record. So it comes with two transmitters and a receiver. So the receiver currently is connected into my DJI Osmo Pocket 3, but it comes in a charging case, which is actually phenomenal. It works really well, and it will just trickle charge all the devices in here. So if you've got the two microphones in here, and then you've also got the receiver as well, you get a few different attachment points. So there's a USB-C one, which is the one I'm currently using. You get a lightning connection as well. So this can go into your iOS devices if you need to use that for whatever reason. And then from there, you get like a few other accessories in the box. You get like a windshield, which is what I'm using on the microphone here. So that's the first item that I would recommend to people. This is literally what I use in every single video. I don't use any other mic setup now. This is the one for me. I don't need anything else. It's perfect, has amazing charge, internal like recording as well. So the microphones themselves, like they can record internally. So if I just want to take literally the microphone out with me, I can take this out, which I've done on many tutorials, clip it on because it's got a little magnetic bracing point. So you just clip that under your shirt like so, and I can just record on the fly internally to this little mic system here. And your whoever it is, your significant other, your friend, whoever it is that you're purchasing for, and you have the money for something like this, this is the one to get. If you know they're a content creator, if you know they want to get into some video stuff, perfect accessory, perfect microphone system to get for them. Let's move on to probably the best budget-friendly drone for people. I've done a bunch of content on this guy on the channel. It's called the DJI Mini 2 SE, a great drone, great price point as well. And if whoever it is you're buying for has been talking about getting a drone and you don't know what to go with, this is probably the one I would recommend to most people. It's just a great mini drone. This one is under 250 grams, just like the other mini drones from DJI. That means that you're not going to have as many issues when you're traveling with the device. It means that in certain countries, there are rules and regulations around weight classes when you're flying your drone. Something like this is going to be completely fine in most situations. Really capable in all sorts of scenarios. When it comes to the main specs that we can see on the side here, 31 minute flight time. It does also have interchangeable batteries with the Mini 2 and the Mini SE, so that's great, nice and handy. 2.7K video on the front there. It's a very usable camera, you know, like not the greatest thing you've ever seen in the world, but usable for most people, especially if it's just social media or just moments when you're traveling. 10 kilometers of range, bunch of other really cool quick shot features and some other intelligent flight modes. This kit I've got here just comes with the drone, the battery, and the controller. So the Mini 2 SE is a great starting point for a lot of people. If you are interested in any of the products that I mentioned today, I will have all of those linked below. You can check out my drone deals as well over on the D1 Stores website. So go over there, there will be a link below to check those out. Or you can use the code DANSTUBE on their website to save on select items over there. That's a really great way to save some money as well. On top of that, I will have some other links below to check out my Amazon page. You can see some of the Amazon products or the different accessories that I've reviewed over there. So go and check that out for some more gift ideas. They will all be linked below. Make sure to check them out if you are interested in gifting someone or you want to buy something for yourself. Moving on to a more expensive drone now, still in that mini range, it is the Mini 4 Pro, a phenomenal drone. Again, done a bunch of content on the channel on this guy here. Comes with a nice bag, comes with the new RC2 controller, which is a little smart controller does a great job. The kit that I got actually comes with extra batteries as well. You get extra accessories and whatnot. So really great deal, but you can get yourself just the drone. You know, that's an option. Or if whoever it is you're buying for has already got a drone, a perfect option would be buying some extra batteries. The Mini 4 Pro is going to impress whoever you're buying this for. Larger price tag, not for everyone for sure, but you know, you're gonna be safe with something like this because it's got a beautiful camera system, 4K camera system, up to 60 frames per second, HDR video, you've got 4K, 100 frames per second slow-mo, you've got full obstacle avoidance in every single direction, which is huge. Great battery life with versatility, you can get two different batteries. It's just great, you know, omnidirectional obstacle avoidance, avoiding in all directions, like that is a huge calling card. But it's also under 250 grams. That means, again, like I said, with the Mini 2 SE, you're going to be safe traveling with this. It's going to work in most countries. You know, you're going to be able to use this without relying heavily on getting the licenses and getting all the insurance and whatever else. It's like, this is a pretty easy entry level drone for a lot of people, but it does have a lot of those pro features like the waypoints. You've also got vertical video, so you can go from horizontal video and then the camera itself will flip into that vertical video mode. Really, really cool drone. Again, a little bit more expensive again, but this is the one you want to surprise someone with. 100% they are going to love this. Now, let's say, for example, that this person already has a Mini 4 Pro. Something like a new case could be really nice. They might not have this case. Maybe they do, maybe they don't love it. There are many cases on the market, but this one in particular I really like. Got a great design. It is a hard case, but it also has a little bit of give as well, but everything's gonna be perfectly protected in here. Just the handle itself kind of pulls up and holds in that position, and then it retracts down. As you open it up, you've then got all the different compartments. It does come with a strap if you want to use it as more of a bag design that you sling over your shoulder, like a shoulder bag. But if you don't want that, like I said, you can literally just use it almost like a little briefcase design. And then from there, you've got all the different places to put the accessories, right? Put everything in that you need to put in. The controller just kind of sits in like that. You've got a space for the batteries, and then the drone, once that's all folded up, you can then tuck that in at the top. You can see nice and snug. And then from there, you've also got a little zip section where you can put some extra accessories, SD cards, propellers, whatever else it is that you need. Really cool case, and nice and discreet as well. I do like this case a lot. Something like this, again, will be linked below, but an ideal case for the Mini 4 Pro. Whoever you're purchasing this for already has the Mini 4 Pro. Something like this is going to be muchly appreciated by them because it really can just pack everything you need into the one spot, but it also gives you a bit more protection. My next recommendation is actually the camera system that I'm using over here to record this angle where I'm showing the products. It's called the DJI Osmo Pocket 3, and it is the perfect camera system for creators and people who are traveling all the time. It's ideal because it's compact. It has a 3-axis gimbal on top with a gorgeous 4K camera, 1-inch sensor, just works in all scenarios. It's extremely versatile and powerful. The huge 2-inch OLED display on the front is great and had no issues with it so far. It works great. I love the fact that I can plug in the DJI mic system and then have my audio needs met as well. A really great option for a lot of people. It is an expensive camera system, but if you know someone that is wanting to get into more creative content, or someone is a big traveler, maybe it's your partner and you're both gonna benefit from getting something like this, the Osmo Pocket 3 is a great call and they are going to love it, and so are you. So I'm now gonna move on to another safety case. I'm kind of jumping between products, trying to meet the needs of everyone because, you know, not everyone's gonna have every accessory or product that I'm showing today. This one is called the Mini 3 Pro Safety Case. It's from D1 Labs. So again, check those links below if you are interested. And the Mini 3 Pro, a hugely successful drone. And this case is great. It's kind of like a Pelican case, I guess they call them. But this guy is industrial. A nice sturdy design, really, really well built, like hard plastic that is not going to be broken into in any way. Nice latching system there. And then as you open it up, you can see you've got all the different inserts here for the drone, the batteries, the controller, whatever else you need to fit in here. Really, really cool. I love the design of this. You've got some great padding here, but you've also got the option to remove certain pieces. So you can kind of see that there's little inserts here. So certain things that you can pull out and move. The main one here can actually just be completely removed, and then there's a whole new storage section underneath here. So you've kind of got like business on the top and then maybe some pleasure underneath, sandwiches, snacks, whatever it is, or other accessories for your drone. But yeah, you can see really nice design. I love how it's customizable and certain things can be, you know, removed, pulled out, and yeah, it gives you a lot of options, gives you a bunch of options. And as you see over here, I've got my Mini 3 Pro in the background. Just try to get this guy out. So this is the Mini 3 Pro in here. All I have to do is obviously just transfer it across. Perfect fit, you know, fits in there nicely. The controller, I don't know which way I have to go. I think I have to remove that actually. So I'll remove that and then I can just slot the controller in. You can see nice snug fit. You've obviously got some extra padding here. All the batteries can go in individually here as well, which is nice to have a snug fit for the batteries. They don't get knocked around or bounce around, because that's the last thing you want, to have damage to your batteries while traveling or transporting things. So something like that is ideal. You can see it's just a really, really nice case. And then once you lock it up, it is stable in there. There's nothing getting into your drone, nothing that's gonna damage anything. So D1 Labs have done a great job with this hard case here for your Mini 3 Pro. So to wrap it up, I've got a few more accessories here that will apply to different devices. The first one is this premium tempered glass screen protector for your smart controller. So this can work on the DJI RC and the RC2. So all I have to do is install it properly, but you can see there's the screen protector there. Anyone who's got that smart controller with the screen, so whether it is the new RC2 or whether it's the original RC, it's going to work regardless. So they do have the same size screen, fits in perfectly. This is the new controller. So all I've got to do is install that. And this is another product from D1 Labs, nice and affordable, does the job exactly how you need it to. Something not everyone buys, so a little gift like that can be a thoughtful one for people. So check that out for sure, that's well worth it. And on that note, let's go on to the final two D1 Labs products here. They do have a bunch of products over on D1 Store's website. This is D1 Labs, this is their own accessory brand. So definitely check them out. So they've got some high quality stuff, love the branding, nice and bright, awesome description on the products, and just really well built in every way. But this is an RC bracket, and then you get the lanyard as well. So this works again on the controller, whether it's the DJI RC or the RC2. So basically this mounts to the base of the device. So you've got a few little things in here to tighten it up. But theoretically, you know, this kind of clips in here like so, or screws in. You've got that little brace point there, kind of like screw it in. There's two little screw holes there, and identical on the DJI RC and RC2. And then from there, you would get yourself the lanyard, and then this would clip on to the bracket. And then that's how you have a proper connection to the actual controller, and then you can hang it around your neck. But the fact that you got something like this together works really nicely. So definitely a good one if anyone has the DJI RC or RC2. Final few accessories here. Again, this will apply to whatever product you have, but landing gear is always a great accessory for people. This is for both the Mini 4 or Mini 4 Pro and the Air 3. So there will be a bunch of different ones, so definitely check around. I will have them linked below as well. But depending on what device you have, what product the person you're buying for has or you have, you just want to check and make sure. But you've got the Air 3 landing gear, for example, here. And it is really handy to have just a little bit of extra clearance. You know, like, these aren't built crazy sturdy. You can get some more sturdy ones out there. This is a very basic design, you know, it just kind of clips on. There's a few little like clipping points here. It sits underneath the drone, but it just gives it a little bit more clearance, which means that the camera is not just sitting on the ground, touching the grass or damaging it. So something like this is great, and especially one like this that can fold away and you can keep on the drone. That's a great design there. And then you also have one for the Mini 4 Pro as well. And again, nice little compact design, folded away, tucked away. It kind of just clips on, and then when you're ready to release it, you just kind of clip it out, lock it into its place, and then there you go. Little skiing gear, if you want to see it like that. But just gives it a little bit more clearance, and definitely is worthwhile. Or you're landing in tall grass, or you're worried about the drone landing on something, it's great to have landing gear. And then the final few accessories here, I've got some ND filters for all different devices. So again, depending on what you have, but there will be ND filters out there for you. So you can see here, I've got the Pocket 3, and these are like magnetic filters, which is really cool. You can just slap them on magnetically to the Pocket 3 and works perfectly well. ND8 up to ND64. in this particular case here. And then we've got Mini 4 Pro ND filters. We've got some more Mini 4 Pro ND filters here, but this is a 6-pack. And this one's got a CPL as well as an ND8 up to an ND128. So that's really nice. And then I've got a few DJI Air 3 filters here. So definitely a worthwhile purchase. A lot of people don't have the ND filters, but they have the drone, the camera, whatever it may be. And you can get ND filters for different DJI products. So definitely check these out. These are worthwhile as well. So anyway, guys, that's the end of my perfect gifts for DJI drone and camera owners. And there was a bunch of different accessories, all sorts of things, varying from different prices. But like I said, all of it will be linked below. There are some great gifts in here. And if you know someone who already has the product but needs some accessories, definitely accessorize during the holiday period or the celebration, whatever it is that you're purchasing a gift for someone, you know, whatever the occasion may be. There are a bunch of different ideas in here. So hopefully this has helped. Like I said, check those links below and I will chat to you in the next one. Peace.